Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
By the magic of radio, yours truly, Dave the Rave, is back on the radio with my Relics and Rarities show. We broadcast live here with the No Static Attic, those cool hit records, and those 45s that deserve that second chance. Shadows, they were the backup band for the great Cliff Richard from 63 in a tune called Shazam. As you're riding with Dave the Rave with my Relics and Rarities show, here's Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Spin it, 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 sp
rider Detroit Wheels. That became a top 10 record for them. Late 1965, Jenny Take a Ride.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Shaking the walls here in the No Static Attic. 1966. That is a Dave the Rave Raver on the Ray Jack record label. The Ambertones and Clap Your Hands.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! All right, now here we go. A one, a two. We'll be right back.
Soul of 1963. That's what everybody was dancing to. The Great Sound of the Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, Mickey's Monkey. Now, Day of the Rave, you're a record geek. Well, I was doing something different. I was doing Mickey's Jerk.
You know this cat named Mickey? He's back in town. Got a brand new dance that he's putting down. Come on and take a chance. Do Mickey's dance. Do the jerk now.
Watch him work.
Hey, yeah. Looks so good, so you just can't resist. It's got a lot of soul, so you just can't sit. Come on and wave your arms. Shine like a whip. Do the jerk now.
Watch him work.
Hey, watch me work, baby.
Watch it work.
You're looking good, baby. Yeah, yeah. Now work it on out, child. Yeah. Ooh. Every time I hear that groovy beat, I said I feel the soul from my head to my feet. It gives me such a thrill. Feel I can't stand still. Do the jerk. Come on, baby. You're looking good.
Day of the Rave was a record geek. So it makes sense that in 1965, I was doing Mickey's Jerk. Charles Lamont and the Extremes on the Challenge record label. Of course, some of you cool kids out there, you were doing this dance from Freddie and the Dreamers.
Be a good dance to do in a yoga class today, right? That's good exercise. Swing to the left and swing to the right. Freddie and the Dreamers there, and do the Freddie.
Thank you.
May of 1966. What a cool 45 that is. Day of the Radio Record Geek. I've got all the cool records. The Moonrakers and I Don't Believe. And from Steve Schmidt in South Amboy. This is your request from the Rascals.
What you know about
Steve Schmidt, South Amboy, New Jersey. What a great B-side that was for the Rascals. You'll find that on the B-side of the Rascals hit record called You Better Run, a tune called Love is a Beautiful Thing.
This is Relics and Rarities. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
I sold for the weekend. I sold for the weekend. Wow!
I walk all alone, yeah. In this lonely, lonely, lonely world. Not a friend by friends.
What a great tune that is, that on the Soul Patrol. Donald Jenkins and the Delighters, and a record that came out in 1963. Yes, and I love that record. It's called Somebody Help Me. And while we're still out on the Soul Patrol, Record Geek here on the Relix Radio Show, bringing you those cool records, all these cool records that you've probably never heard before, and the RST record label, Henry Trinair, and a tune called Where Did My Baby Go? Well, that's a pretty good question, and I'll tell you why, because everywhere I look, Gator Ray's been looking all over, but I realize she's not there.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Told me about her. How many people cried, but it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to.
She's not there.
great sound of the Zombies. Now Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. And they certainly deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's not there, but I'm here. Dave the Rave in the No Static Attic with my Relics and Rarity show. Your record geek. Those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. And, of course, just about every week on the Relics and Rarity show, I play the Mystery Oldie Game. It's where I play a record, and we do it just for fun. You got to try to figure out who's doing the record. This was last week's Mystery Oldie 45. Yes, and the phones were ringing off the wall. I wonder if anybody got it right. We'll find out momentarily. Say that I play all those cool hit records. That's definitely a cool hit, I think. From 1969, the boys out of Buffalo, New York, the Joe Jeffrey Group. That song went on to become a top 10 Billboard hit, the Joe Jeffrey Group on the Wand record label, and a tune called My Pledge of Love. And we had a whole bunch of winners. I did say that it was kind of an easy mystery oldie record because it became such a big hit, but a record that doesn't really get a lot of airplay, kind of like fell through the cracks. But congratulations to the Mystery Oldie winners, Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, down in South Beach, Florida, the great Santi, and of course the King and Queen from South Plainfield, New Jersey, Dawn and Larry Kukan, Debbie Wenner, Mooresville, North Carolina, Carolyn Ruperto in East Brunswick, New Jersey, Harold Fritkus from Edison, New Jersey, George Yost from the Baltimore, Maryland area, Kelly Willoshin from Saskatchewan, Canada, Flo and Kay Lyman, Island, New Jersey. Steve Schmidt, South Amboy, New Jersey. Roy Stein in Rockaway, New Jersey. Anne Marie Milano, Cleveland, Ohio. And Kevin Buxton from Campbell Sport, Wisconsin. Congratulations to my Mystery Oldie winners. And, of course, a brand new Mystery Oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. So don't touch the dial. Here's a former Dave the Rave Discovery of the Week. Got to dig this record.
Hey, our new generation.
Yeah.
one of those monster Northern Soul 45s from 1966 out of Detroit, Michigan on the Thelma record label. That's Billy Kennedy and a tune called This Is a Groovy Generation, and this is Relics and Rarities.
This is Dave the Rave.
Ah, I feel good.
The number one blue-eyed soul brother from the No Static Attic. This is Dave the Rave.
Somewhere deep in the heart of Jersey, there's a guy with a huge record collection, a microphone, and a homemade antenna broadcasting to the world. That man is Dave the Rave. This is Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
I don't mind the guys dancing with my girl. That's fine, I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes I must get out in the light. Better leave her behind when the kids are alright. The kids are alright.
Shouting it out, the kids are all right, because I don't know about you, but I'm going to take a guess in that when you listen to this music, you feel like a kid. I know that's what it does for me. I'm like, you know, I feel like I've never grown up. I just love playing these 45s for you. Day of the Rave with all the records you crave. Of course, it's my Relics of Rarity show, and that was from the summer of 1966. And I think most of you know who did that record. It was The Who. The Who, and a record which peaked on the Billboard charts at number 106. But it's a rock and roll classic, I think. The Who and the Kids Are All Right. Well, are you ready for the Mystery Oldie Contest? We play just for fun, one guess only. So jot down my phone line, because I'm taking calls now and after the show as well. It's 609-948-4487. 609-948-4487. If you end up in voicemail, please leave your name and phone number. I call people back. I really do. It surprises a lot of people, but I love to call people back. So once again, 609-948-4487. You can also email me, dave@davetherave.com. And in the subject of your email, please put down Mystery Oldie, dave@davetherave.com. One guess only. Who is doing this next record? And good luck as we play the Mystery Oldie game here on the Relics and Rarities Show. You gotta dig it. That's my Mystery Oldie record. And the one good thing about being the Mystery Oldie, I get to play it again next week. Such a cool record. Who did the record? Once again, dial me up. One guess only, 609-948-4487, or simply email me, dave@davetherave.com.
More than just the hits. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 117,045s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. What a cool record this is from the fall of 1968. Produced and arranged by the great Warren Schatz.
You say you've got another man.
called The Voice Box. It's probably just Warren Schatz doing the singing. He produced and arranged the song, Warren Schatz. I Wanted Back Your Love. Once again, The Voice Box, 4068, Loma Record Label. Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week. Four Seasons. It's one of my favorites from them. Working My Way Back to You. Dave the Rave, your record geek on the radio. And here's the flip side of last week's Discovery of the Week by Orthea Barnes.
Looking at your picture on the wall. Looking at this picture, oh, how it hurts.
Some of you are probably saying, well, maybe that should have been the Discover of the Week last week because it's got a great B-side. I mean, both sides of that particular 45 are definite stone smashes. Or Thea Barnes on the Mick Kay's record label and a tune called Your Picture on the Wall. Well, that's going to do it for my Relics of Rarity show. Yes, I've come to the end of my time, but I wish I could stay all day long and just keep digging into these boxes of 45s. Dave the Rave, you're a true record geek. If you've got a special lost 45, well, contact me. Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. My email address, dave@davetherave.com. You can also dial me up, take a guess on the Mystery Oldie 45 if you'd like as well, 609-948-4487. I'll stick around and take some calls after the show as well. My website, www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.